Okay. So I think, so as a general, well, no, as a universal principle, good is always primary. So that's what we're brought back to, in the sense that there, so the good that sits with the Lord, the love that sits with the Lord, is a love for the salvation of the human race. That's what flows out of the Lord. And part of that salvation involves the need for, and love demands that there is a reciprocal relationship, and that the other party has to be in freedom to act from their rational. And so what the Lord does is he produces truths, because that is the best means by which that can be safeguarded. So truths are presented in the form of the word, and we're left in freedom whether we pick them up or not. And so for us, it appears as if our knowledge of spiritual things comes first, because we are not so much in the felt sense that good has produced that for us. We just take what's been offered, and that's those truths. And then as we begin to apply those truths, which is also charity, which is a love of what is true for the sake of for the sake of what is true, and of good for the sake of what is good. So as they are applied, then that produces good. So you have like a primary good, which is the Lord. Then you have truth, which is what we take on board and begin to apply. And then there's a secondary good, which is what's produced from that truth. I think that's kind of how I hold it anyway.